Welcome to the third and final segment on Meet the Community here this morning with Leslie Meyer and Tracy Graham, Audrain County Commissioners. We've talked a lot about budget in this program, but you guys were actually at a conference for elected officials a couple of weeks ago. I believe it was it at Tantera? Is that right?
Margaritaville.
Yes. Now, yes, I keep wanting to call it Tantera. Talk a little bit about some of the things that that you learned there. It was for, I think, all of Audrain County officials basically were able to attend that meeting, correct?
Correct. It's through the Missouri Association of Counties, which is the organization that represents every county government in the state of Missouri. And former presiding commissioner Steve Hobbs is the executive director of MAC. So there's a hometown connection as well. But we went there, and a large group of our elected officials also attended. And we were able to sit in on workshops and listen to different seminars on a variety of topics that would affect county government.
Yeah, one of the things this particular conference is about is developing resolutions from the state association to submit to state officials in Jeff City to pass and promote specific things that will help counties in general. So, for instance, one of the committees that I participate in is a technology committee, and so we passed some resolutions for cybersecurity for elections, broadband for unserved areas, those types of things, so that the state elected officials in the General Assembly understand what counties need, and so we promote through that resolution process.
And I serve on the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Steering Committee, and some of our resolutions really tackled green energy this year because it seems like our farmland is being sought after multiple ways to utilize green energy. And so our resolutions on that committee included trying to, one, come up with a tax that would apply across the board instead of every county being out for itself, two, trying to limit the percentage of farm ground per county, and we're also looking at asking that a certain percentage of materials used on those properties be required to be made in America products.
Do you think that will deter some of the farmland from being taken from local residents? Is that the thought process there?
Our process isn't necessarily that we want it to be taken away from the property rights of the owner, but people are getting flooded and inundated. So, for example, I have a family member who has repeatedly said no, she did not want to sign up her land, and every 2 to 3 weeks, like clockwork, they're showing up at her door, hounding her, wanting her to sign. And she's a widower. She shouldn't have to be bothered once she said no. And I think that those are the things that we would like to stop.
Like a do not call list, you know, a do not contact list, maybe.
Exactly. But it seems like because there's such a funnel of money coming down from the federal end that it's not just one company, it's multiple companies trying to get this land signed up.
Yeah, and I agree with Leslie. At the county level, we don't have a lot of push on where that money or how that money comes down from the federal government, but our federal legislators do. And so that would be a good place to start if people have concerns or need information. We'll be happy to provide information, but we just don't have a lot of tools in our toolbox to prevent that money from coming in.
And I don't think that the laws have caught up with the boom of wanting to do these projects while they can get the federal money coming in. And so we need some legislation to help those people who don't sign up their land but their neighbor does, just to make sure that they're protected as well, because they too have property rights, not just the person who signs up.
I know you guys are talking to other elected officials while you're at this conference. Other than what you just mentioned, are there any other issues of counties of our size that are seeing some issues that Audrain County faces? Did you hear anything about that at the conference from any other elected officials? Healthcare, does that come up?
Healthcare, mental health.
Mental health.
Staffing. and staffing of all types, not just one particular department, but, you know, sheriff's department all the way down to clerical positions. It's just hard to, and I think that's not just county impacted. I think it's everywhere, every industry.
And we had a guest speaker for the General Assembly, which is everyone who attends sits in on the General Assembly. And he talked about a unique strategy in developing help for people suffering from addiction, whether it's alcohol addiction or addiction to opioids or drugs. And he's developed a program. And being an addict himself, he's been quite successful with it. On trying to change, it's not an all or nothing approach. It's trying to make small changes overall to help someone on their journey. And that was, I thought, a really interesting take and handle on that. And so we're interested to talk to him more as well.
Any big renovations coming up for 2024? The courthouse seems to be in pretty good shape. We had new windows added here recently. Everything going pretty well with the courthouse as far as that goes.
I think so. We've and this started way before my time or Leslie's time. The previous commission did a good job of maintaining the facilities, not just the courthouse, but the sheriff's department. You know, we put on the addition at the sheriff's department, our road and bridge department. We, you know, make sure that they have the proper tools and equipment they need to maintain all the roads and bridges. And something that I should have mentioned this probably when we were talking about revenues. I just want to thank all the elected officials for what they do as far as looking for funds and grants to be able to help all the infrastructure in the county. So Sheriff Eiler does a great job of getting grant money for different things, whether it's equipment, radios, supplementing salaries. We've also been awarded a grant for cybersecurity for the county, and that's a huge amount of money that we don't have to take out of general revenue. So our emergency management director is always looking for opportunities to obtain equipment. So I think prosecuting attorney, they all have opportunities to apply, and we seem to have a pretty good revenue stream from grant processes. I think that's a very strong part of Audrain County, which I think other counties just pass up because they don't want to get into all the paperwork.
Governor Parsons is going to give his final State of the State coming up in January. We'll end the interview like this. Let you guys do the State of Audrain County going into 2024, and we'll throw it over to Leslie.
I think overall, the State of Audrain County is quite good. We're going to continue improving the small structures across the county, and I think it's important to note from the time that we started collecting the data where all the small structures are to 2024, we have most are in good shape, if not excellent shape. We're starting a new bridge project on Audrain County Road 448, and that is one of those where we get a soft match credit.
Yeah, part of that would be soft match. And
Audrain County has been known throughout the state as being a team, and I think that that is the most important thing to note, is that all of the elected officials and our employees are all a team. If we can help each other out, we do. If we have a need, someone steps up to help. And we have other counties just kind of in amazement that we all work so well together. And I think that that's part of the success of Audrain County.
Yeah, and I'll reiterate that the county, I think, is in very solid condition with finances and staffing. I think we've done a really good job. A lot of that goes back, like I said, to things prior to my time here. And it is amazing when we go to conferences that some counties, their elected officials don't even talk to each other. They don't have elected officials meetings because they can't sit down at the table with each other and have a reasonable conversation. And so I think we're sort of a little bit, I don't want to categorize all counties, but I think a lot of counties look at us and say, how do they do that? And it's because we're professionals and we enjoy working with each other and making the county a better place.
Well, I appreciate having reasonable conversations with both of you, and thank you for your time and being the guest on Meet the Community this week.
We appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Leslie Meyer, Tracy Graham, Audrain County Commissioners, our guests this morning on Meet the Community. You can tune in for another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.